In southern Mexico last week, 26 peasants were massacred on a remote mountain road. The apparent motive? A land dispute between two villages. The attack is the bloodiest in recent years, but this kind of conflict is by no means uncommon in the poor and forgotten mountain communities of Mexico's south, which is 80% Indian. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Xochiltepec in the state of Oaxaca.
The truck full of Zapoteca Indian mill workers was trundling through the dark towards home when masked men blocked its path and opened fire. Hundreds of high-caliber rounds ricocheted through the truck bed, mowing down the passengers. 26 men died, 2 were wounded, and somehow one person escaped unscathed, 16-year-old Leonardo Gutierrez.
When they started pumping us with lead, I could tell that my friends were hit in the stomach because of the way their blood was gushing out. I don't know why I survived, because I could hear the bullets passing above me and all around.
Gutierrez remains under watch in a Oaxaca City hospital. 5 hours south, in his tiny mountain village of Xochiltepec, family members are grieving for those who didn't survive. The fresh graves, dotted with white candles, take up nearly half the hamlet's small cemetery. 15-year-old Esther Ramirez lost 2 family members in the massacre.
I was at home waiting for my papa and my brother, who were due to arrive at any moment. My brother was 18 years old. We want justice, because it's not as if this is just beginning, it's been going on for a long time.
This feud over land dates to the late 19th century. Currently, state officials say there are more than 600 similar unresolved disputes throughout Oaxaca. Dozens are on the verge of violence. Raul Lenterias is a Catholic deacon who has long ministered to Oaxaca's poor rural communities. He says most of these conflicts are as old as the New World itself.
Son problemas ancestrales. Los títulos primordiales.
These problems are ancestral. Land titles they've piled up date back to 1531. The collective memory of the people says the first conflicts were fought with arrows, then with other weapons, until we arrive at the guns used today.
Before pulling guns, village leaders usually produce land deeds to justify their claims. The problem is property lines have been drawn and redrawn so many times, from ancient oral agreements to the Spanish redivisioning to the Mexican Revolution's agrarian reform, that settling claims is often impossible. Special courts or arbitration is often ignored by Indian groups who ultimately control land decisions under their own indigenous law. Once the cycles of violence start, vendettas become routine. 17 people have been arrested so far for the Xochiltepec massacre. They're all villagers from the rival community of Teohumulco, and they say they're innocent. Among them, 69-year-old Inés García Luis, picked up for allegedly hiding weapons in her home. Milling around the courtyard of Oaxaca's state penitentiary, the white-haired grandmother says police threatened her with 50 years in jail if she didn't reveal the culprits.
No, I said, here I am, kill me if you want, because I don't know what you're talking about, I said. How could you want me to tell you what I don't know?
The investigation is likely to go on for at least a year, and there's great skepticism that Mexico's notoriously corrupt justice system will punish the right people. All sides say real justice will come only when Mexico begins to relieve the region's wrenching poverty. Mexican President Vicente Fox has promised economic development, paved roads and power, for example, to attract foreign assembly plants. But residents throughout the region say such promises are old. 46-year-old Xochiltepec widow Laureana Ruiz says highways and jobs are fine, but that won't end the ancient community feuding.
If they just build us a good road and then forget about us without giving us security, we won't be able to live content. Why? Because those bad people could come after us again at any moment.
For the moment, the village of Xochiltepec is crawling with security and politicians and human rights workers. Its medical clinic, built 3 years ago but never staffed, finally received a doctor just days after the massacre. When the police and politicians pull out, he'll stay behind and likely tend to the next victims in this endless settling of scores. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Xochiltepec, Oaxaca, Mexico.